Lieberman has died. Mentioned this a bit ago. Former senator from Connecticut, long-term senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, in the Senate from 1989 through 2013. He died due to complications from a fall, his family said in a statement. He's 82 years old. His wife, Hadassah, and members of his family were with him when he passed. Senator Lieberman's love of God, his family, and America endured throughout his lifetime of service and his public interest. Lieberman's funeral to be held tomorrow at Congregation Agudath Shalom in Stamford, Connecticut. He was elected as a Democrat and elected as an independent after losing the Democratic primary in Connecticut. In 2000, he was Al Gore's VP nominee, the first Jewish candidate on a major party presidential ticket. He accomplished here's a guy who would have made, the job of president a moderate position, not this radicalized position of hate America first, which is what it seems to be. Speaking of Democrats, a surprise announcement, kind of a shock announcement from Annie Kuster, member of Congress, Democrat from New Hampshire, says she won't be back. Yeah, that's a big deal in New Hampshire, where I just told you in polling earlier from the University of New Hampshire, 93% of the people in New Hampshire consider the open border to be a serious problem to this country and a serious threat. 93%. And I can tell you that in the race for the governorship there, the Republicans are going to hang on to that job. And this is probably a Democrat seat, but you never know in this particular year. So her leaving, who knows what it means? But it could be a significant problem for Democrats having to defend a seat. Her district, though, includes Concord, the state capital, Nashua, the second largest city, so probably a Democrat seat. But like I say, in a year when people are just really frustrated with the state of politics and the state of the border and the state of everything, well, that's kind of a big deal, that announcement. By the way, speaking of immigration. Japan has accepted a record high number of refugees in 2023. Japan, a record high number of refugees. What do you think that number is? What? No answer? Well, what's the number, Ivy?
What number?
How many people did Japan let in as refugees in 2023? That's your question. Well, they had a record. There's a number. It's not none. That's okay. It's 303. 303 they let in, which is triple what they let in the previous year of 101. Yeah, the largest group, 237 from Afghanistan. Many, in fact, almost all, or their families, they worked for the Japan International Cooperation Agency and fled Afghanistan after the Taliban regained control there. Other national groups represented among those granted refugee status included Myanmar at 27. And the number of applicants for refugee status in Japan surged to 13,823, and they saw fit to let 303 in. Talk about winning the lottery. Japan's not too hip on letting too many people in, that's for sure. Anyhow, let's see here. The rebirth of nuclear. Here is a story that's happening in Michigan that has implications nationally because it means that nuclear is back. The owner, this is from Michigan News Source, by the way, Dateline Covert, Michigan. The owner of the Palisades nuclear power plant getting a conditional $1.5 billion loan from the Department of Energy. It is the next step in reopening the shuttered plant. The Palisades nuclear power plant closed a couple of years ago. The United States Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan, made the announcement at the plant in Van Buren County, happened yesterday. In an unspeakable joy to be, it is an unspeakable joy to be here for so many reasons, both as a former governor, but as a champion for clean baseload power. Everything about this operation is impressive, especially the focus on safety, the focus on professionalism, this community's support for this effort. If Palisades, which is owned by Holtec International, is successful with this project, remember they said no originally. They tried to keep it going originally, and they said no, so they shut it down. Because it's a multi-year process to shut down a nuclear power plant. It's not like you just turn the switch off, right? This will be the first plant in the country to return to the grid after being decommissioned. The plant, you know, started down the road of complete decommissioning 2 years ago when it was owned by Entergy Nuclear, but they're going the other way now. They're saying, you know what? We need reliable energy. And this is part of it. They're also going to add two smaller reactors, my understanding. We'll keep you up to date on that. So it's going to be a more robust power plant than it was previously. Yeah. If you want the best dog food for your animals, hey, you need Great Lakes Pet Food. American made, not Chinese junk. I wouldn't feed my dog anything made in China. No, sir. Great Lakes Pet Food. Great dog food made in West Michigan. Can be shipped to your doorstep today. Go to GreatLakesPetFood.com. They're made from chicken, pork, turkey, real products, real quality. GreatLakesPetFood.com, the place to find the best dog food for, well, for your fur babies. Yeah, there you go. For your fur babies, you want GreatLakesPetFood.com. We've been using it for years. We've been using it literally for 5 years now. Quite a long time. Ivy and I went looking for dog food made in America. We found it made in West Michigan. Couldn't have been happier. All right, some final thoughts on this day straight ahead.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America first and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776, 877-230-1776.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.